Sliced Bread was presented by Greg Foote and produced by Kate Holdsworth. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 9th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, Hebrides, Bailey and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midday. Low, 50 miles north of Faroes, 987, expected Norwegian Basin, 1001 by midday Sunday. High, just west of Fitzroy, 1027, expected Portland, 1029 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, veering westerly 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. South Atsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Biscay, north or northwest, veering east or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. West or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, squally at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good. That completes the shipping forecast. Now a more general weather forecast over to Darren Bett.
Thanks very much, John. Good evening. We've had temperatures today as high as the mid-20s, but across England and Wales, it's going to get a lot hotter over the next few days as we move into the fourth heat wave of the summer in some areas. Further north, though, today we've had some strong and gusty winds in Scotland and quite a few showers. The winds will ease down overnight. Any showers retreating back to the west coast in Northern Ireland, it will become dry. And the weak weather front that's been stuck across Northern England and North Wales continues to break up, and any rain here will die out as well. So skies will clear for many overnight, temperatures will dip away to 10 or 11 degrees. And tomorrow for most of us, it's going to be a sunny start. Now in Scotland, any early showers along the west coast will die away. There will be some cloud increasing, particularly late afternoon in western parts of Scotland, maybe some rain by the end of the day. Temperatures in Scotland 18 degrees, but it's going to be warmer further east in Scotland with some sunshine hanging on for longer. Temperatures could reach 22 in the northeast of the country. Northern Ireland, plenty of sunshine in the morning, but in the afternoon it's going to be cloudy. We could miss the rain here, mind you, but temperatures will be held at around 18 degrees. For England and Wales, it's going to be a sunny day. Very little cloud around and the winds will be lighter. It's going to feel quite a lot warmer. Temperatures, the low 20s in Northern England, Wales and the southwest, but the mid-20s through the Midlands, East Anglia and the southeast of England, possibly reaching 27 in a few places. Early next week, Scotland, Northern Ireland will see temperatures of 23 degrees, but across England and Wales, it's going to get hot and humid. Temperatures could reach 32 degrees on Tuesday. Whilst many places will be dry, there's the chance of one or two thunderstorms.
Darren Bett, thank you. Before the news, let's look ahead to Desert Island Discs in the morning with the help of the Stranglers.
Golden Browns. texture like sun. My castaway this week is the scientist Professor Dame Carol Robinson. She recalls working with an idiosyncratic machine called the mass spectrometer, which one day put her firmly in her place.
My foot got sort of stuck in one of the electronic drawers, and then it was a great big flash, and you know, it's a big shock, and I was sent back in my seat. So yes, lots of things happen that don't happen anymore. You know, that was its way of telling me, don't put your feet up there. That's not a good place.
Professor Dame Carol Robinson, my castaway. Do join us to hear her Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Ron Brown. Good evening.